There is no greater joy than to be able to sit down with individuals and open the book, the Bible, to be able to rationally and logically understand what it is that Jehovah would have us to know and do. There is so much bitterness and conflict in the world, of which subjecting oneself to the will of God will and would resolve, that it seems to permeate every relationship we sustain. When we consider that we are the creature and not the creator, it should give us a sense of joy to be able to know, as the Apostle Paul quoted Isaiah, whatsoever things God prepared for them that love him, 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. The Bible is a treasure trove of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. When Israel was given the law, Moses said to Israel, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, even as Jehovah my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the midst of the land whether ye go in to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, that shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that hath a God so nigh unto them as Jehovah our God is whensoever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that hath statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?" Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 8. Concerning this law, the psalmist dedicated 176 stanzas in the 119th Psalm to the magnificence and benefits the law can have on the lives of those who will adhere to its principles, among which the psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119, 105. What can be greater than to have a lamp to our feet as we walk in a world of darkness? And, as the Apostle Paul stated, the law is holy and the commandment holy and righteous and good, Romans 7 and verse 12. On the surface, one might say, this is the greatest writing of all time. Who would not want to open this book, eat of its wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? But for man to benefit, a man must use it lawfully, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 8. Of this book of books, the Apostle Paul says, every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work, 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. However, the desire to know and motivation to search and the willingness to subject oneself to God's will is not readily pursued. And to its cause, we turn to the writing of the Apostle John, who said, "And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, and cometh not to the light, lest his work should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his works may be made manifest, that they have been wrought in God." John 3, 19 through 21. Thus, those who hate the light receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 10. Do you have a love for the truth? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul concerning the noble of Berea, who received the word with all readiness of mind, examining the scriptures daily, whether these things were so. Acts 17 and verse 11.